And now, dear patrons, it's time for another episode of Dave and Darren Classics.
Let's travel back in time.
Yeah, what we have in mind for you this month on the patron exclusive show is a look back, way back, back when we used to do a show other places. It's Dave and Darren Classics.
I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now.
All right.
All right, so what's going on, Larry, on a Monday? Anything?
Well, I just wonder if you ever seen those breast pillows for women.
A breast pillow for women? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. What's that?
Well, they go between the breasts, you know.
Oh, yeah? For what purpose?
And then it's supposed to keep them, when they sleep, it's supposed to keep them perky, and it's supposed to prevent wrinkles.
No, I didn't know that was something that you could buy. That's something.
Well, I seen it in the back of a magazine.
Yeah, oh, I bet you did. I bet you saw a lot of things in the back of that magazine.
Well, in the middle of the magazine, too.
Okay. No, I haven't seen anything like that. That's something they suggest women get, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got to thinking, you know, how I can't sleep good and all this other stuff.
Yeah, you've been having trouble sleeping lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got to talking to Nudy Rudy.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, about the breast pillow for women and all this, you know.
They should have a breast pillow for men.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, it is.
Nudie Rudy come walking up to my door.
Uh-huh.
And I seen this big thing. I thought, what the heck is this?
He made you a breast pillow?
He made me a big breast pillow for me.
What
that
better
I put
pillow?
My head between the two breasts, you know.
Oh, boy.
And then the nipples are big. You know, I kind of put my hands on top of the nipples. You know, it gives you something to do.
Yeah, I know how that works.
You're tuning in Tokyo while you're trying to go to sleep.
No, did you help?
Oh, yeah, you sleep like a baby.
Oh, you did sleep like a baby, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So you got those on your...
Great.
You got those on your bed right now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
great.
I mean, they're big ones.
No,
and
I'm kidding.
They're perky.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you owe Nudie Rudy then.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking about Nudie Rudy and me could get a business together.
Yeah, right. Boop
Amazing pillows. Larry breast pillows.
Who wouldn't want that?
Oh, you just cuddle up, you know?
No, and, I get
it. Oh, they're just so nice.
I get it.
It
makes you feel like a baby, too.
Okay. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Maybe we better put implants in them with, you know, your favorite beverage that you can, you know, drink out of the nipples.
What?
That's right.
You know, they open up, you know, and then you put your favorite beverage that goes through the nipple.
Uh-huh.
You know, like with Velcro.
Uh-huh.
And then it shuts, you know, and you get your baby, you know.
What would you put in there? Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Okay. Larry, what
do you... And then the one side with water for when my mouth got dry.
What?
You know, in the night, your mouth gets dry, you know, from sleeping.
So one boob would have water and one would have Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Put a straw in the little holes.
Why would you need to put a straw? Doesn't the nipple kind of serve that purpose?
Yeah, but this way you don't get the nipple dirty.
Okay. Well, you've thought this through. What day is it on your calendar, Larry?
Get some new tennis shoes day.
Get new tennis shoes day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Recognizing the exceptionally stupid, this is the Daily Dumbass Awards with your hosts, Dave and Darren.
Ooh, we've got an international winner this morning, Darren.
International field.
35-year-old Yi Fu of Chengdu, China, is a 265-pound cat burglar.
Big cat.
Fat cat burglar.
Big cat country.
Oh, my goodness, I'm up on another caper. Yee breaks into an apartment complex to rob the place. People woke up and started chasing him. He ran to the
big
elevator.
Big kitty! Big kitty coming!
Oh, I must evade capture.
He runs to the elevator as fast as he can.
Yes.
But the elevator's busted. So he tries to escape by climbing through a narrow shaft in the ceiling.
Tiny little shaft.
Yeah, tiny shaft. Big fat Chinese guy.
Big kitty.
And he gets stuck. Head and torso are in the shaft and his legs are just dangling out. Stuck for 8 hours.
Oh.
This was ill-conceived. My escape.
8 hours before the firefighters showed up and could get him free. Once he was out of the shaft, he was immediately arrested. Yee Fu, congratulations, you are this morning's daily.
Too much food.
What a dumbass. I just, too much foo is right. If I had it to do over again, I would have selected a much larger shaft.
Shut your mouth.
Well, I'm just talking about being a Chinese cat burger.
In a shaft.
We're David Darren. This is Rock 104.9.
Then good day, madam.
Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. It's the Dave and Darren Show, 8:48.
Hazy sunshine today and a high right around 90.
And we climb right back on the Olympic horse, Darren, because this is all anyone's talking about.
Now, this ends this week?
No, you got another week of it after this.
Oh, boy.
I have a list here of actual Olympians competing in the games of the 30th Olympiad in London, England, with ridiculous names. For instance, American volleyball star Destiny Hooker.
I was in sack lunch.
Some more names of actual Olympians. There's a track and field athlete from Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm. Which is the bigger island? Do you know?
I'm going to guess Trinidad.
It is a lot bigger. It's not even close. It's a stupid question.
Sparkle McKnight, ladies and gentlemen, makes her way to the Olympic stage. There's a Chinese sailor.
Excuse me, a what? Excuse me?
Chinese sailor.
Yes.
And his name is Aiken Wang.
Ooh.
Aiken Wang, ladies and gentlemen.
Aiken Wang.
Japanese volleyball player Yoshi Takashita.
Okay, that's okay. Sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, it looks funnier on paper.
It looked funnier when I read it to myself.
Canadian track star Gavin Asmeli.
Uh-huh.
There's the Swiss equestrian athlete named Werner Muff. Muff, that's your last name.
Uh-huh.
New Zealand.
And what? That's a high diver? What is it?
No, equestrian.
Oh, well, then it's not quite as... Okay.
No, equestrian, Darren.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. New Zealand cyclist Jack Bauer. You know, like on 24?
Yeah.
Now we get into the good ones, the super good ones. South Korean pole vaulter, you suck, Kim.
Just wait. We'll see. I just keep knocking down the bar with my pole.
Australian heptathlete, Ivana Dadik.
You're going to be pretty popular in the Olympic Village.
Canadian swimmer, Victoria Poon.
What kind of name is Poon anyway?
Canadian. Oh. And finally, in the trampoline competition.
Yes.
Chinese trampolinist Dong Dong. There you go. The most ridiculous names of the 2012 Olympics.
Guess what my family did back in the old country.
Well, he's from the old country.
Right.
It's what we do now.
It's what we still do.
Still the best at
it. We're the best at it.
there's a couple different players with the last name Butt.
Yes.
Erman Butt, Linus Butt, and Rehan Butt.
Two T's.
Two of them from...
Two T's.
Yeah.
One T.
Two of them from Pakistan. One of them is from Germany.
Our name was Buttocks when we came here, but they changed it. They shortened it to just Butt.
How about this? Handball athlete from Great Britain, Catherine Fudge.
I just make a mess of everything.
There's a soccer player for Brazil whose name is simply Hulk.
Play, you don't want to play after the court. You don't want to play on the court after I get done with it. It's just a mess. Looks like a kid was in there.
Victoria Poon, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. Victoria Poon.
If you're scoring at home. And she's what kind of Olympian is she?
Swimmer.
Swimmer.
Yeah. Victoria Poon is a Canadian swimmer.
Poon is in the pool.
That's right.
And,
it's all good. The Olympic Games. Catch the fever.
Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Brandy.
We're Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And you're listening to Dave and Darren.
Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. It's Dave and Darren. Good morning, Quad Cities. 9:03, and officially here at the Hardee's Thick Burger Studios, I'm showing a reading of 52 beautiful degrees.
Partly sunny skies, breezy and warm. Yeah, this might be it as far as the 70s, huh? 76 for a high.
You mean that we may never see the 70s again?
I don't know that I will.
70, by the way, is the new 40.
Mm.
Actually, 70, they say, is the new 30.
70 is the new 30?
70 is the new 30.
Okay.
I woke up this morning in chronic pain because of something I did apparently while I was sleeping.
Yeah?
And Darren's gotten a real kick out of this while the records are playing, how I'm sitting here like old Aches and Pains Luke Appling, just groaning. I pulled something. I don't know what the hell. I don't know if it's my shoulder, my chest, my back. The whole area just is killing me.
You want me to fix that?
No, don't put your hands on me. Stay where you're at.
I could fix that.
Yeah, because you went to 3 weeks of chiropractic school?
I went to nothing.
Before you were looking into it, right?
I was looking into it.
That always creeped me out. Back when I used to work nights and Darren did overnights, two things that weirded me out. One, he only wore sweatpants. Two,
who am I trying to impress?
He was always studying.
Clearly no one.
He was always studying anatomy books. And I was like, well, are you going to med school? No.
I didn't go, no.
Why do you need to know human anatomy, sweatpants, McGee?
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Never mind.
Because I'm going to carve you. I'm going to carve you up.
I'll never forget it.
Carve you up like a turkey.
I'll never forget it. I said, why do you need to know anatomy so well if you're just the overnight sweatpant-wearing DJ? And yeah. I'll never forget what Darren said to me. Yeah. This was very telling. He said, smell this rag and find out. I thought that was weird. Chilling,
that's
really.
That's the last I remembered for quite some time.
Forget people who say 40 is the new 30, which I, as a new 40-year-old, think is a terrific thing. I feel about 30, I'd say. Although not this morning,
no,
I feel
don't.
50.
I could fix that.
70 is the new 30, at least when you compare what we're going through now to our ancestors.
Well,
new study finds that a 70-year-old person today has the same odds of dying as a 30-year-old did.
When?
10,000 years ago.
Okay.
Longevity has improved that much over the course of 10,000 years.
10,000?
Yeah, 10,000 years. So
you got that going for you.
Yes! Study also found that a 15-year-old early Homo sapien had a 1.3% chance of dying. Those are the same odds as a healthy 69-year-old today.
See? 69 is...
Dude...
It's the new 15.
69, dude!
Yeah, exactly. A 69-year-old today is in as good a shape as a 15-year-old was 10,000 years ago. Researchers say they're not sure what the cap on healthy human living might be. Life expectancy went from about 30 to 70 in the past 10,000 years. In another couple thousand, we could live to be 165
years
old.
What's the chance of getting eaten by a dinosaur now?
You know the chance of getting eaten by a dinosaur was 10,000 years ago?
Pretty good, I'm guessing.
0%.
Why is that?
0%.
Why is that?
There were no dinosaurs 10,000 years ago.
That's not what I've been led to believe.
Well, you need
Land of Lost taught me anything.
Land of the Lost takes place in a different dimension, not in the past.
Yeah, but 10,000 years ago.
No, it's in the same time period.
But a different...
It's a different dimension. When Marshall, Will, and Holly are on their three-day expedition...
Yeah. Why is it always...
The greatest earthquake ever.
Three days, 3 hours, it's always something.
Yeah, well, that's three's a number that pleases us when we hear it, I guess. So, yeah, 70 is the new...
Well, I don't think they're 30. They're not saying that a 69-year-old and a 15-year-old were in the same shape.
A 30-year-old...
They get the same chance of passing away.
A 30-year-old hunter-gatherer has the exact same probability of death as a person born today who's 72 years old, or a person who was born 72 years ago,
yeah,
according to the study.
Because they don't have to do any hunting or gathering other than... The gathering at the supermarket.
Yeah, well, sometimes that can be stressful.
The risks.
Come on, stop yourself. You ever go on double coupon day? It's a jungle. Figuratively, of course.
It's like MILF day.
Take a break. MILF day at the local Hy-Vee is the day that I like to do most of my shopping. And I got news for you. At the Hy-Vee, every day is MILF day. Good God. Take a break.
What's in the mystery locker? I dare you to take
You know, they got rid of that mystery locker for a couple of weeks, and I was about to go say something, mm-hmm. and then they brought it back, and I didn't need to say anything. I felt good about that.
It's like, well, you willed it to happen, didn't you?
Well, it's just, we're all on the same page, aren't we? Let's do the Storm Teammate weather and find out our odds of getting hit by lightning today. We'll get to that and Rock from STP next. Dave and Darren, this is Rock 104.9.
14 degrees, and it is 8:17. You're listening to the Dave and Darren Show. I've got some stories here from the Wizard of Oz set. Darren, this is better than any polar bear. Once again, truth better than fiction. I'm gonna warn you, it's gonna ruin the movie for you if you're someone who loves it. I know, you'll be fine.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a
Munchkins were played by little people.
Yes.
Circus midgets. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, the Munchkins would astound everyone with shocking episodes of drunkenness,
see?
Depravity, and wild sexual proposition from which no one was safe. Even Judy herself was sufficiently curious to go out on a date with one of the Munchkins.
Oh, yeah?
The Munchkin that was the most randy. Although she was so young, her mother insisted on joining her. Fair enough, the tiny Lothario replied. Two broads for the price of one.
Sure, I'll do it.
Immediately after filming was over, Judy had seen enough of the Munchkins' unsavory antics to go right off the idea of any intimate contact with them. So Judy didn't sleep with any of the Munchkins, but she did go on a double date with her mom. The rest of the cast and Judy were astounded to hear that the Munchkins, while the movie was being made, were having dwarf sex parties at the famous Culver Hotel, where they all lived during filming. So when they're not filming, all the Munchkins are just having dwarf sex parties.
Yeah.
Wild evenings, rooms ransacked, and drunken midgets swinging from the rafters. One horrified observer described the scene as, quote, an unholy assembly of pimps, hookers, and gamblers. They were being paid far less than anyone else in the film.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the Munchkins made less than Toto the dog made on The Wizard of Oz.
He might have got more airtime, though.
And a lot of the Munchkins had vile tempers. In fact, one of the Munchkins tried to kill his wife. These were tough times. The Munchkin women would proposition studio electricians And one of the munchkins, who called himself simply the Count.
did he wear a cape?
He was never sober.
Uh-uh.
But he called himself the Count. Once when he was due on set, he went missing. Then they heard a whining sound coming from the men's room. He got so plastered during lunch, he fell in the toilet bowl and couldn't get out.
Come on.
Oh, man, that's the best. Call me the Count. Because they were so small, it was easy for other members of the cast to make the mistake of treating them like children. Predictably, their reaction was to do everything they could to make sure that people knew they weren't kids.
Yeah.
They were adults.
They called him the Count, but ironically, you couldn't count on him. Because he would fall in the toilets and such.
A lot of the munchkins did not speak English
and
sang in thick German accents.
Ah.
A lot of them had been forced to flee Germany.
So it was a propaganda piece.
Well, it was not easy. It was Germany, not a good place to be if you're a little person in 1939. Because of the whole social hygiene thing, which basically, you know, the Nazis, if you had any sort of handicap, they just wanted to kill you.
Yeah.
So they escaped that to come here and then have wild dwarf sex parties all just off the set of The Wizard of Oz. Oh, man, that's the best. Judy Garland would say later of the Munchkins, quote, "They were drunks. They got smashed every night, and the police used to scoop them up in butterfly nets."
Come on. Come on. You're either with me. Scoop them up in butterfly nets.
If Judy Garland is calling you a drunk, my man, you got a problem. Oh.
Butterfly nets.
We're Dave and
kill it with the music.
That was another thrilling installment
of The Way We Were.
Yes. So young, so virile, so full of hope. Now look at us.
Misplaced hope.
Shells of our former selves. Half the men we used to be. Hope you enjoyed David Darren Classics. We'll be back
with in color.
All new September podcast show for you.
Patron only.
For you delightful patrons. That'll be until we meet again. Until then, thanks for your patronage. Thanks for your support. Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bing bong. Goodbye, sir.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.